Thursday morning, and that means it's an opportunity for me to spend a half hour with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Nice. High school football tonight for the Bruins.
That's right. Got a Thursday night matchup with Booker T, and it was a huge crowd last night down at the coaches' show. I was down there for a while, and the team was all there, I think, and really an exciting time of year with the football team. They've had a great game last week and hung on hard in the first half, and I expect them to keep fighting hard.
Yeah, and of course, Bruin fans travel well, so yes. We want a big showing down a little bit further south of us tonight.
Yes, I look forward to seeing everybody down there. I know that my son William and a bunch of his crowd will be down there for sure.
it's a short drive. If you can't make it, we'll, of course, always have Evan and the broadcast here for you, but, go to the game.
Well, it's been great to get to know the coach. I'm so impressed with him. He's a real quality guy and great radio. I mean, he sounds so good on the radio, and he's really a talented man and knows what he's doing. And the team really seems to respond to him. And I think we may not have some of the talent that some of the other teams we play have at this point, but they seem to have a real identity to be playing really hard and really focused on the work they're doing and getting better, and I like to see that.
Talent is a wonderful thing, but so is hard work, and I think that's what he's inspiring.
Well, so much of that's what you learn through those kinds of team sports, and that's why we always talk about those kinds of things and why we like to sponsor stuff like the coaches show and the teams and the American Legion Baseball or livestock shows or whatever's going on out there. The stuff you learn when you're winning or losing or whatever it is, the work you put in to get to the end result is what you're after there, and those kind of activities, especially with our great youth here in this community.
And of course, the crew that I see when I go out to the facility, but just for an oil change or for this or that minor or major maintenance, you always see great people.
Well, that's a great point, because a lot of this same people, this stuff we've been working on for three generations now through the baseball team and other stuff, they're the same people that work for us. They're the people that come in and buy the cars and trucks. And so it is a great, circle of benefit or whatever, or a value where we all get something out of it. And, that's what's one of the great things about Bartlesville. There's so many great things. And, even those of us who've been here a long time, I'm continually amazed by how the community responds to needs. And it's people that have come, and it's such a great thing for people to realize about our community that come from somewhere else. And I was at a Price Tower meeting yesterday, and we have had well over 500 applicants for the Right Chef program this year. Probably be close to 700. We're in the process now of identifying the finalists. It's all going to happen that second weekend. I think it's the 14th, 15th, a Sunday, Saturday they arrive, Sunday they're going to have the cook-off, and we'll select the next chef through this process for the Price Tower Copper Restaurant and Bar. Jimmy Sanabria, who was here the last year, did a great job, and we really feel like the restaurant's come a long way, and that we've had such great acceptance, great crowds, and people coming out, and particularly at lunches have been great this year, and just as far as traffic and getting more people into the tower, which is really what all that's about. But it's such a neat thing to have so many people interested in that program, and it's something that people can experience. That Sunday night, there'll be a public event this year. We're at the I'm sure we're still trying to work out exactly where it'll be, because we're not sure of the crowd, but it'll be either at the tower or maybe at the community center. There'll be a chance for the public to get involved in selecting the next chef. They'll have a hors d'oeuvres that night, and they'll be preparing those, and you'll be able to vote on the one you like then.
Well, again, of course, Jimmy and the competitors last year kind of set the pattern, and now the word is out, hey, this really is a great place.
It is a great place. It's a cool opportunity for a chef to realize their vision. A lot of these people in the industry have worked really hard through the line chefs to get get somewhere. And it's hard to get to where you can have the capital to where you can invest and create a restaurant in that kind of industry. And we see lots of change, like in all industry, happening there. One thing, we had many more applicants who were women this year. It was so new last year. Mm-hmm. A lot of the applicants were men, and you know, willing to take that risk of, you know, getting on an airplane, coming to Bartlesville to even apply for something like this, and then to relocate to Bartlesville. A lot of our applicants were from all over the country, and and Jimmy had come from Dallas, Fort Worth. So I mean, it's a big change, but it certainly has put a lot of energy in the tower and a lot of people up there in the restaurant, which is great. Like I said, just getting people into the tower is what that's all about, just to bring life to that great building in Bartlesville. A lot of people don't realize how accessible it is, and it's a place for everybody to go and enjoy.
Sure, and of course now with the Tower Green project and the Taliesin architects in this week making their proposal, yes. Which now the draft, I believe, is set to go before the council the November 5th, the council meeting, if everything right. works according to schedule.
And you can still go by and check out the design.
Through Friday
at the Lion Gallery at the community center, mm-hmm. and I'd recommend people do that if you're interested at all in what this might be. But, you know, the three proposals are really outstanding. They're all three have great elements to them. They're somewhat similar in some ways. I mean, you're dealing with a space that's got, you know, it is what it is.
The parameters were kind of set for them. Uh-huh. It's a matter of what they do with
but
it.
But I loved their ideas and how things would work between the community center and the tower. And I just get more excited every day for what that's going to be and what that'll mean for our community and how it'll draw people out and get them downtown. And, you know, we already have lots going on down there with mm-hmm. the events at the community center and with all the activity at the tower and the rest of downtown, frankly. But this is just going to give it more focus and more get more people out, and you know, we'll be able to have great community events. And
it's kind of like the old days when you used to put the butcher block paper up on the windows and people would kind of peek in and see the next model year cars, you know.
Yeah, that's this time of year too, and we do have the 19s that are arriving every day now. I've got just a few 18s left. I mean, in some of the models we have more than others, but like on the F-150 we're getting pretty slim on the 18s now, and more 19s coming in. And the incentives are still good. It's what we call on the Ford is calling SUV season now. So
okay.
Going along with the start of football, some great tailgating available in your SUVs, the Expedition, Navigator. Every one of them's got a great incentive offer. There's 0 for 72 across months, a great interest rate to lower your payment across the entire SUV lineup. And then other incentives out there. There's in Oklahoma, there's an extra $1,000 for every Farm Bureau member. So if you're a member of Farm Bureau, you get that special incentive. And, you know, that there's a lot of incentives like that now, too, that are individually kind of worked out with either an organization or certain employers have these programs. So be sure to ask about that kind of stuff and things like Farm Bureau, first responders. There's a lot of times rebates available for them. College graduates, recent college graduates get mm-hmm. a special rebate. So there's all these kinds of special things that we can dig a little deeper and get you even a better deal.
So again, to ask about them, and if you know that you might qualify for them because of certain status, again, new college graduate or veteran or firefighter or whatever it might be, hey, you know, I qualify?
Raise your hand, yeah. Come and give us a shout. We'd love to help you find that really great deal. That's what our job is, making it simple and easy to buy a car, and we love to do that every day. I know it's been a little slow, truthfully, in the service drive, so it's a great time to get your oil change this week. The guys haven't really been standing around with it. It's slow at Dungis. It's not really slow, but they feel like it's been a little slower, and so they're ready for you right now. I know the guys on the Toyota side were ready to change some oil, and that the team on the Ford side had the line cleared, so they were ready to go too. And
with or without an appointment.
And continuing to improve that appointment process in both stores, and really getting it down where we can handle you either as an no appointment. appointment necessary. If you've got a spot in your time that just comes up and you want to come in and get a quick oil change, we should be able to accommodate you most of the time that way. But if you really need to know that I'm going to drop off my car now and I want to get your place in line saved, that's really what an appointment does, is give you that check-in timing, and we'll be ready for you when you show up. And a lot of times we can know the services you need and be ready beforehand to get that handled.
333-0900, or can you do it on?
You can do it online, and it's really a great program. This is a lot of people to call, and we refer them to the website, because sometimes getting a hold of an advisor is difficult. You can go online. If you haven't done it before, it'll help you connect to your vehicle, and you're actually scheduling your vehicle for service, and it actually goes into our system and knows when slots are available. So we have it actually is intuitive and knows when we have availability. There's ways in there to say what services you need or think you might need. So if you know you're needing an oil change or a tire rotation, you can request that. You can inquire about things like recalls and stuff like that in there too. A lot of times we may need to talk to you about that to make sure we have the parts and such in order to get the recall handled. But that's something we can do beforehand too, so that you don't get inconvenienced.
That's great. You brought along a representative from
one of
the major employers.
Yeah, an old friend, known for a long time, and our families go back.
He's not that
ways.
Old.
No, not. He's been a friend of mine for several years, I'll say.
I just had to
welcome
give you a
hard Brian time. Brian Lawrence from Jane Phillips Medical Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
I appreciate the invite. And I was just sitting back listening to you and Charlie, talk about all the things going on. And, it's an exciting time of year, which I'm a huge football fan.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think fall's coming, and that's also exciting. But it's also exciting just to look around our community right now. And
probably should at least mention Western Heritage Weekend, too.
True. Yes. That is coming up. I believe there's a 5K run Saturday morning
there
to
is.
Kick that off.
Yeah.
And I know there'll be a lot of people up in Dewey and participating in those events, so it'll be really good. But it's just really, I feel like, an exciting time for our community right now with everything that's going on and all these different groups working together.
Yeah.
And, when I was talking with Jason earlier in a little this week about coming this morning, and I just was reflecting back a little bit about Dungis. And I just got to go back just a little while real quickly. But
put us back in the Wayback Machine. Let's go for it.
So my connection goes back to Dungis through my grandfather. My grandfather worked for Bill Dungis. I believe it was in the latter part of the 50s when he went to work there, actually when the dealership was downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked there for 28 years. And got to go to Hawaii when they introduced the Mustang, was a member of the Ford 500 Club, was a member of the fleet organ, just multiple things. And I have some of those awards at home and different things that he obtained while working for Dungis. And so as a young child, I got to hang out at the dealership.
Sure.
And run around on the showroom floor. I was out in the shop.
I think we all did that.
Yeah.
Following my grandfather around was the greatest memories of my life, at the old dealership down on Osage, up in where his office was upstairs. And then walking through the service shop and saying, who would tell me, I remember him telling me one time to walk a little bit more, like a man, and to spread those legs and to walk like I knew where I was going.
It's important.
It is.
But what I remember, too, about Dungis is that they were always a community partner. So things I remember them supporting: pump, pass, and kick.
Yeah.
Of course, American Legion Baseball.
Sure.
And it was just, they were engaged. And still to this day, they've continued to engage in not only sports-related events in our community, but different aspects that really, I think, is something about our community that is unique. And that's that we have all these different cultural-related aspects. When you think about the Price Tower and the community center, and then you turn around and you look about our history with sports programs and different things, and all how all that works together.
Well, even the hospital, really.
I was going to turn it here. Brian, as a leader at the hospital, then did that childhood experience influence how you got the hospital involved in what's going on in the community?
It absolutely does. So I can say I was born at Jane Phillips. I met my wife while working at Jane Phillips. My son was born at Jane Phillips. Right. So I have a lot of connections back there, and to have an opportunity to serve in that organization, it's just been a wonderful blessing to me and my family.
Well, and its roots go are really Bartlesville. I mean, absolutely. While you're connected to larger organizations now, you know, it is a Bartlesville hospital, and you know, I know you're here today to talk a little bit about the Bluestem Medical Foundation and your event this weekend, starts this weekend. The Glitz has been around for a number of years, but tell us about that, because that really is a Bartlesville thing. And
we don't always think about medical care in a nonprofit setting.
Yeah. Absolutely. So Bluestem Medical Foundation's sole purpose is to support the mission of Jane Phillips Medical Center. It's a local foundation. There's a local board here. All the money that's raised through the foundation stays local. We have control over what we do with those funds. And it really allows us to continue our mission, continue to serve Bartlesville and the surrounding communities. And we get super excited about that because, you know, there's different things that it allows us to do. And a couple of the things that I'll hit on today is one is our Glitz. We have an annual Glitz event, which consists of a dinner that we'll have tomorrow evening and then a golf tournament that we'll have next week. And all of those funds that are raised on these particular events all go to provide continuing medical education for our staff.
Okay.
And everybody thinks, well, okay, an RN has her degree, you know, she's done or this. But no. There is constantly education opportunities for them to just continue to advance their skills.
Well, things are always changing and evolving. We see that with technicians and things.
Correct.
I mean, to stay to have all the patches a senior certified tech has, it's got to be at least as important as medical.
Having grown up in my dad's privately owned pharmacy, the same sort of thing as far as, you know, constant training on either new items that are out or new uses for something that's already out there. And dad was always going to some kind of education meeting somewhere along the line.
You know, this past weekend we sent one of our charge surgical nurses to Kansas City because we needed to get some additional training. We use lasers in the operating rooms, and so she went up there and really brought back best practices, what's happening in the industry, how can we continue to be on the leading edge of not only providing the quality of care, but also to make sure that we're doing everything in the safest manner possible, mm-hmm. that we're protecting our patients, we're protecting our associates, and that all goes back to our mission and what we strive to do each and every day.
That's great. And it sounds like a really fun event, too. I mean, it's starting tomorrow night at Hillcrest, as you mentioned, the Country Club. Are tickets still available for the event?
I talked to LaDonna this morning. We have 15 tickets left for tomorrow night's dinner. So if you would like to attend, we'd love to have you. It's going to be a great event. To go along with the time of year, it's a tailgate theme.
Okay.
So super easy to dress. Wear your favorite tailgate attire. But we have 15 tickets left for the dinner tomorrow night. They're $100 a piece. And you can get those by calling LaDonna at 918-331-1431. And she can get you connected with those tickets. And we'll probably cut that off at 5 p.m. today because we'll be out of the office setting up and getting ready for tomorrow night tomorrow. So, but if you'd like to come, still have tickets available. Love to have you there.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and the people get to wear their favorite team colors, and so it'll probably be some rivalries engaged there.
No, you think so?
So being a graduate from Oklahoma State, there's a lot of people that said, now this is not going to be too orange heavy, is it? And I said, I really try hard to stay.
From your point of view, can it be too orange?
It can't. But I do know that we do have other state teams that are important to our state, and I want to be supportive of them. So,
well, a good healthy rivalry has always made those things more interesting,
absolutely,
I think.
Absolutely.
So, but this is, again, it's a major fundraiser for the foundation, right?
It is a major, this really is our two major fundraisers for the year. And we currently do not have a capital campaign going on, but that is something that we are planning on for this next year and rolling out a capital campaign. And we've identified a few projects, and we're going to narrow those down as to what we would like to do in a capital campaign. But really giving the citizens of Bartlesville an opportunity to really continue the long history that Jane Phillips has been here and been the medical provider in this community.
Yeah.
And we want to keep that for generations to come, much like Dungis
started with, you know, the Phillips, you know, in a sense, helping to get, make sure Bartlesville had a hospital.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, and taking it and making it a major hospital. And anyway, it's,
and
it's a great story.
We continue to try to advance and grow and be able to offer as many services locally as that we possibly can. And it's interesting because Brad talked about, you know, that being in this community for so long and the things that each day we continue to learn new about our community.
Mm-hmm.
When people come out and they visit us, maybe through Leadership Bartlesville or different programs, and they tour the hospital, and we're able to talk and tell our story, they're really amazed at all the different things that we have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to continue to grow those services and continuing to be on that leading edge as far as technology is something that we're committed to and want to continue to provide for Bartlesville.
It's critical. I mean, I'm sure it helps to attract doctors and people to come work in Bartlesville, which is so important.
Absolutely.
Hear about that in the news all the time. And, you know, having those people live and work in our community is so important. I know it is for my business. And
it is.
You know, what goes around comes around like that.
And it does. You talked about, you know, when you support a baseball team and maybe one of those players said, you know, I remember that, you know, Dungis took so good care of me and sponsored my team. And, you know, I want to be an auto mechanic technician now.
Yeah.
And so then the next thing you know, they're coming back and working and serving the customers.
Yeah.
And the same thing is that, you know, when we recruit physicians or we recruit nurses or technologists into our organization, you know, getting them to be engaged in our community and participate, it just goes back to that community collaboration and partnership that I really feel Bartlesville is just blessed to have that community and that type of culture that we're all able to live in.
Yeah, it is a great thing, and it's great to have you here and hear what's going on at the hospital. I know you're involved in lots of other things too, and appreciate that very much. So thanks for all your help and business through the years, and for your grandfather's friendship with mine too. That's always good to hear.
I was just thinking, when I get back to the office, I'm going to go online because I need to get my truck into service. So I was like, I'm going to try that. I'm going to schedule my service online. I typically will just go out in the morning and drop it off,
mm-hmm.
and they take good care of me. But
yeah.
I'm gonna.
I mean,
try
if you do it, try it this way, because we've been doing it at Toyota. It's a little different. Toyota really is. Toyota customers seem to just really want to deal with appointments, and they aren't as comfortable with the no appointment necessary culture that we've got at the Quick Lane in Ford, which is really one of our brand tenets there. With $9.95 oil changes all day, every day, you know, that's up to 5 quarts of oil. If you've got a diesel or a synthetic oil vehicle, and you know, I must say things are changing in that space. Oil is kind of evolving in cars, and we see all kinds of different weights of oils now and different applications for the weights and different manufacturers. So they're not all $9.95 anymore, but we have great discounts even on our other oils. But if you use traditional semi-synthetic oil of a traditional weight, we up to 5 quarts for $9.95 plus tax and a waste disposal fee for your oil. You usually get out of there for under $15 on a basic oil change. So it is a great deal, and we do that all day, every day. And now you can schedule the appointment online to do that, and it's I think you should let me know how it goes.
I will. Uh-huh. I will. This time I think I'm due for oil change, fuel filters, and tire rotations, so it'll be a little bit more in depth this time. And unfortunately, my truck holds 3 times of the 5 quarts, so the $9.95 does not apply.
But it's still a measuring stick that you can use, right? As far
absolutely.
As, yeah.
Absolutely, and I will tell you, they are so good out there in the service area. They take care of my vehicle. They fill up my DEF fluid every time. You know, they top all the fluids off. They do all the check, tires, brakes, hose inspections. They do all that stuff, and I don't worry about it. I take it out there, I drop it off, I get service, and come back, and I'm ready to go.
You know, you do need to come check out the new Super Duty, though, because yours is a couple years old now, and I don't know if you've seen the new ones, all the features it has, and you're smiling really big now, so I've touched a button.
I just hope my wife's not listening.
Well, that's the same thing, the same sort of thing you do at the hospital, right? I mean, you don't necessarily top off the fluids for us, but I mean, you're still those quality checks. You check you scan our wrist, you scan the medication, you're making those same quality checks.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. One thing that I want to touch on and how we got connected and how Dungeons is participating in this fundraiser is next week we have our golf tournament.
Yeah.
And we have a morning flight and an afternoon flight. We still have spots for teams available.
Okay.
But we're going to have a hole-in-one competition out there. And I reached out to Brad and I said, hey, Brad, would you like to partner with us on this hole-in-one competition? So we're going to try to give away a car.
Let's do it. Yeah, that'll be
fun. So we're hopeful that we could give somebody a brand new car. And then they will, in turn, become a lifelong customer of Dungeons. And so that's what we're going to shoot for. But it's next Thursday, September the 27th. We have morning flight, afternoon flight. Still have spots for teams available. But Dungeons family.
You'll call us with the name of the winner, right?
We can. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have picture. The winner back
yeah,
on.
Brad. Absolutely. But Dungeons Family of Autos is our hole-in-one sponsor for that event. We're so happy to have them as a partner in that. And hope we can give away a car. And we'll have vehicles out tomorrow night on display. And
we're going to bring some stuff out just to kind of tailgate theme vehicles. Absolutely. Is what we had in mind. Just bring something, maybe a Navigator, an Expedition, some stuff like
Charlie,
that.
Charlie, have you seen the new Navigator?
I have not.
You need to check out the new Navigator. That thing is just, it's an amazing piece of work.
It really is beautiful. And the interior is just will blow you away.
Well, I mean, they've added something to it every year. And so I don't think I will be shocked, but I may be surprised, but probably not shocked.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, too, is if you're a Lincoln customer, the level of service that you can get is...
It's above and
it's
beyond.
It's above and beyond. That's a good,
what we go for. That's that's going to kind of... It's a challenge in a way because it's a small thing in a bigger Ford store, and you know, we focus on it by putting people to really dedicate them to Lincoln and to our Lincoln concierge service, and try to give you a single point of contact relationship with somebody that can handle everything you need from buying a car to servicing it, parts, body shop if you happen to need that, whatever you need. And that's really how we try to do that, is really to make it personal and take care of people. And you know, Lincoln's word for that is effortless sales, effortless service. And you know, that doesn't mean it's not work for us, but it is we try to make it effortless on the customer. And you know, truthfully, we try to do that even for all our customers. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff we've learned doing that for our Lincoln team have evolved out into the Toyota and Ford processes. We're always striving to get better at stuff, at the experience that you have when you buy or work have your car worked on at Dungeness. It's you know, between that and the stuff you mentioned about being involved in the community, those are the things that turn me on every day. That
absolutely
they get us going. That
absolutely
why we come to work. And you know, it's a great opportunity to help partner with you guys to get some stuff done, and to do it with, you know, throughout the community is something we really enjoy doing.
Well, it is. And so first of all, for the Glitz, I think you said 15, at least there may be 14 or 12 now, but there were 15 when you started the program, right?
Absolutely. I hope by the time I get back to the hospital, Adonis says, hey, we're good, we're sold out.
Sold out.
So if you'd like a ticket for tomorrow evening, still available, or if you'd like to participate in the golf tournament, reach out to LaDonna, 918-331-1431, and she'll get you taken care of. If some reason you can't get a hold of her, call the general hospital number, and they can get you in touch with, connected with me, and we'll get you taken care of. Just like if you called right now, 333-0900.
You remember the number.
And they will get you taken care of. I mean, that's what we're here. We're here to serve both organizations.
DungeonsChoice.com, right?
Absolutely.
What's the I should know. The website for the hospital is jpmc.org.
Okay. Yes.
And a lot of it, good information there. It's been several months, but I was there, and some good stuff there.
We're in the process of actually revamping our website, so that's going through that whole build process right now. We're trying to also make it more intuitive, but also we have In Quicker now, which is an app you can load on your phone, and if you need an appointment with your physician, you can actually schedule it on your phone.
Hmm.
And make that. It's just like Brad was talking. It's a live, intuitive software application, and you can schedule that appointment when it's convenient for you. totally on either online or through your mobile device, either one, and get access to that and know when your appointment is, and you don't have to make a phone call. So we're trying to really continue to make those things more convenient for the people that we serve, and it's
That's
just
cool.
it's a constant moving us forward. So really happy to be able to offer that, and people can go get access to it, and we see that number as people start to use it keep growing.
Good.
Since we rolled that out last year. So,
okay, quality care, healthcare close to home.
Absolutely.
So again, at least when you left, appointments were available for.
That's right. So come, give us a call or hit the website. Come on down.
What's
to the
newest 2019 you got on the line?
Well, I think that what I saw was we've got a Raptor that is about to land, which will be quite exciting for mm-hmm. people. We've got, of course, the Navigator we already talked about, an Expedition. It's SUV season. I talked about that. There's great deals on Explorer, Escape, Edge, the EcoSport, probably starting around $15,000 on up. The top of the line Navigators, quite a bit more than that. Anyway, great deals on those. On the Toyota side, we've got the new Avalon is outstanding. If you haven't seen that sedan, you really need to check it out. But what's hot are, again, these SUVs and crossover vehicles, mm-hmm. the CHR, RAV4, Highlander, are doing really well, and we're selling lots of those.
DontJustChoice.com.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K227CQ Bartlesville.